Okay, so today we are starting. The sugya of mitzvos trichos kavana. Again, just one note in terms of just the seder hadvarim here. You might or might not have noticed, but we skipped the gemara discussion of mitzvos lati hanasnenu. You know, do not fret. We will return. MacArthur, I shall return. Yirtzeh Hashem, the strategy is to go through all the sugyas which directly relate to mitzvah shofar, and then that'll take us to chavtes. After we finish the sugyas directly relating to mitzvah shofar, we're going to go back to the sugyas of mitzvah lalihanas nenu and the sugya of bal tosif, which are really independent sugyas. Again, hopefully you guys will be around. Not sure, but that's the plan. Shir is going to the end, so hopefully you guys will stay as long as possible, understanding the constraints of Elul. Essential. Okay, so right now we're moving on to the sugya of mitzvos trichos kavana. So this is a big topic, but we're going to be focusing when we do the sugya now is really on the question about whether the klal of mitzvos trichos kavana versus einon trichos kavana, whether that applies equally to all mitzvos. Right, if you say mitzvos trichos kavana, that means all mitzvos require kavana. Mitzvos einon trichos kavana meaning all mitzvos don't require kavana. Right? Or do you say that maybe there's a chiluk, right? There's a distinction between different types of mitzvos. Right? So just to keep everything organized, we're first going to go through the makoros, which seem to suggest that mitzvos trichos kavana and trichos kavana are across the board. And then afterwards, we're going to go through the makoros, which suggest that perhaps there are chilukim between different mitzvos, and then that's going to require a lot of analysis to understand what are those chilukim. Okay? So starting off with the Gemara and Chav Ches, Amud Aleph, right? Again, starting with the Mahalach, we're going to see the pashas of most of the Gemara is that the klal of mitzvah trichos kavana and trichos kavana apply across the board. So right now we're going through the different makoros, which seem to suggest that these klalim, right, apply across the board. So let's start with the Gemara towards the bottom of Chav Ches Amud Aleph. Let's get Nachi. Would you mind? So starting with Shalchu Leila Avua Deshmua. So again, right, our focus now as we go through the makoros is going to be, are these makoros equating different mitzvos regarding kavana, or are they willing to distinguish between different mitzvos in regards to kavana? So go for it. That's the statement which says that, yes. Exactly. Who are you? Who is this person being forced to eat matzah by whom? As if he's being forced by a shade, so then what's the problem? Nachi, what's the problem with saying that's the pshat in the Gemara that he was that if he was forced to eat matzah by a shade, that he was yotzi the mitzvah? He's like a shota. Right, if you're being forced by a shade to eat matzah, obviously, unfortunately, something is wrong. You're not a bardas, and therefore there's no kima mitzvah. So that can't be pshat. So, right, Amar Rav Ashi says a new pshat. Oh, he's not being forced by a shade. He's being forced rather by who? By Persians, by non-Jews. So the idea is, and the Gemara is going to understand, this is going to be a classic example of doing a mitzvah without kavana latzes. Right, you're doing the ma'aseh mitzvah, you're aware you're eating matzah, but you're not doing it l'shem mitzvah, you're doing it because you're being forced to. And yet, the statements of Avuah d'Shmuel is saying that you're yotzei matzah even though you lack kavana latzes. Now this is the key for our purposes. Comes along Rava and says, what does Rava say? So the key here is that the Gemara is making an equation between what and what. That just like mitzvos einon trichos kavana in the context of matzah, hua dinami, that mitzvos einon trichos kavana in the context of shofar. So the first makor you see, right, that the mitzvos einon trichos kavana or einon trichos kavana applies across the board is this gemara, is the statement of Rava in the Zos HaMeres, where Rava says, once you see the klal of einon trichos kavana in the context of one mitzvah, you can easily carry over to another mitzvah. So the next gemara is going to challenge how pashut that equation is. We're going to hold off, on reading this havamina and analyzing it when we get to the second approach, which is mechalek between different mitzvos. But just, you know, for now, just the statement of Rava alone seems to be very clear that, right, mitzvos trichos kavana and trichos kavana apply equally to different mitzvahs. Right, if you skip now those that have a mina, go to Chavches Amid Beis. See, Nach, it says Alma Kasava Rava. Just to wrap this up. So Rava is saying, right, there's a klal that mitzvos in general ain't on Tzrichos Kavanah. Right, so the first makor that these klalim apply across the board is Rava. The fact that he's willing to, you know, take a raya from one mitzvah, to extend the din of ain't on Tzrichos Kavanah from one mitzvah of matzah to shofar, clearly implies that he thinks that this klal works across the board. That is the first, you know, piece of evidence to this first approach that, you know, the klalim work across the board. Another, you know, piece of evidence is the hemshech of the Gemara. So, really, would you mind with the Esrei? We're going to see right now that the Gemara is going to bring three kashyas on this klal of mitzvos ein tzrichos kavanah. But what's going to be fascinating, we want to pay careful attention to, is from which realms are we bringing these rayos? Are they all from the realm of shofar? Right, we all read the Gemara. Are all the rayos going to be from the realm of shofar? No. And that's going to be key for our discussion. The fact that the Gemara is going to be bringing rayos, you know, to this klal of mitzvos ein tzrichos kavanah versus tzrichos kavanah from other mitzvos is clearly going to be assuming that, oh, there's an equation between different mitzvos. So let's just quickly do this in sign. I think you skipped. The third line?
That is the other
Isay. The first one.
If he's reading from the Torah and there's time to read Kriyat Shema came, if he has intention, then Yosef Imah Lo Yosef.
Kavana to do what?
To be Yosef in the Torah Kriyat
Shema. Exactly right. So this is a Mishnah, right, in Maseches Brachos, in the context of Mitzvah's Kriyat Shema, right? And the Mishnah clearly says that you only can be Yosef Kriyat Shema if you have Kavana for the mitzvah. So the Gemara asks, right, so the Gemara is saying, oh, isn't this a proof that mitzvos, Shishner, if you can get here, we saved your seat, right? The Gemara says, oh, this is a proof against Rava, because we see from Kriyat Shema that mitzvos Tzrichos Kavanah. But again, hold off, right here. The fact that the Gemara is bringing a kasha on mitzvos, on the call of mitzvos ein tzrichos kavanah, which Rava only said in the context of shofar and matzah, yet the Gemara thinks it's applicable, it's relevant to esek kasher in the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. So again, from this Shach of Retire, you're going to continually see that the Gemara assumes that these klalim of kavanah, regarding kavanah, is going to be applicable across different mitzvahs. And raya number one is the fact that the Gemara is willing to esek kasher from the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema to Rava, who is discussing matzah and shofar. So we'll see how the Gemara just simply answers the question. We're answered low likros, not kavanah to be yotzei the mitzvah. You just kavanah to what?
Likros hakakari.
Right, to read. Right, to read. And then the Gemara says likros. I mean, kavanah to read. Hakakari. He is reading. What do you don't need kavanah to read. You are reading.
Right, because the lahagia in order to correct.
Meaning that because if he was just reading lahagia to, you know, to check the kashrus of the Sefer Torah, that's different. That's a different maisa than actually reading. So the Gemara says, no, you can defend Rava's klal of mitzvos ein tzrichos kavanah even from this mishnah by saying, oh, you don't need kavanah latzeis. It's rather just kavanah to do the maisa, kriya. Yes, Shemi.
There's stamah ara on the Rashi here, and also I'm just thinking that maybe connects to Rashi later. Rashi understands the psula as af kriya in kanal megamgir. He's mamish not even reading it over. Also later by Meguchei Rachi. So Tosfos asks the kasha. I even if he was miskavenu in piyotze. So in both of these cases, for some reason, Rashi wants to understand that it's not a psalm scabin, it's a psalm mamish the maisa mitzvah.
Like misasek. Yeah. Exactly, right?
not even misasek. More than misasek. Meaning, Tosfos asks the kasha.
Let me define. Misasek as defined by doing a different maisa.
Oh,
yeah,
exactly.
So I think that's even the pasha is the Gemara saying, no, this is not the kavana here that is being discussed. It's not kavana latzes, which is machokis, tzrichos kavana, and tzrichos kavana. Here's just whether kavana you're doing the maisa itself. Lafuke, what I would call a misasek, which is not even the maisa itself, and therefore would not be yotze even according to Rava, who holds mitzvos in a tzrichos kavanah.
I mean, that's not pashas and misasek. Pashas
and misasek is
not a way of doing the maisa, no?
And the lumbus of that difference is if you're not doing the maisa at all.
Oh, sorry.
Exactly. The difference is, because the pashas, if you're not aware at all that you're doing an action, you're not, we'll get to this later in the shir, it's as if you're not mitzuruf to that maisa. As if you didn't do that maisa. So, Mali not being mitzuruf to Maisa. Exactly, doing something else. Okay, that's why. Okay, good, excellent. Okay, good. So, right, so the first kasha was from Kriyat Shema. Again, a raya from this Gemara. That's an equation across the board. Oh, and the second raya is partially from Shofar, but it's partially from something else. Continue, Shalos. Really?
Tashma, Haya over after a base Knesset, Osha, a base of some of the base Knesset, the Shama called Shofar, Opa Megillah. If a person is right near the base Knesset or his house is next to it or connected to it, something like that, and he hears the sound of the Shofar or the reading of Megillah, Im Kaven Libo, if he has the intent to be Yotze with them, Yatza, the Im Lav, Lo Yatza.
So again, so here it is Shofar, but it's also what else?
Also
Megillah. So again, from the second Kasha, you see that the Gemara now is just bringing together both the Kavana regarding the mitzvah of a Shofar and the Kavana regarding the mitzvah of Megillah. Again, seeing an equation across the board. So the Gemara says, this is against Rava, because my love in keeping Libo Latzes isn't the same that you need a Kavana Latzes. Mitzvah Strichos Kavana answers the Gemara. No, just Kavana to hear. The Gemara asks. Hashama, you are doing that.
Right? Sivar Chamar Ba'amu.
Okay. Savor Chamar Ba'amu. No. Maybe the person just thought it was just the sound of a donkey, you know, out there. But no, the Mishnah is saying, according to Rambam, at least you need to be aware that you're listening to a shofar. Because even mitzvos, Enot Shichos Kavana, still requires you to be aware that you're doing your Lishmoa, at least a kol shofar. Yes.
So if he's some of the Lisa Knesses, right?
Yeah, that's the case.
So what about, for the Tekir to have Kavana, he has to be able to see everything. Let's say he doesn't see everything.
You don't have to see.
The Gemara didn't have seeing,
you don't have to see. As long as the Gemara discusses later, as long as the Baal Tokeya has a mind to be motzi everyone who's listening, so essentially the Tzibur, and you yourself have kavana to be yotze, and you know that it's a tefillah shofar. All right, again, that's whatever. Depending whether you have to have kavana latzeis is dependent on machlokas tzrichos kavana and tzrichos kavana, but there's no requirement that you have to actually have seen the Baal Tokeya. Oh, so in the third and final kasha, at least from a brisa, Eisvein, this does come from the realm of shofar.
Right, Eisvein is kaven shemeh v'lo niskaven mashmiya. If the guy hearing has intent, but the guy who's blowing doesn't have intent, or causing the guy to hear whatever blowing doesn't have intent, or mashmiya v'lo niskaven shemeh, or the guy blowing has intent and the guy hearing doesn't have intent, lo yatsa achi kaven shemeh u'mashmiya, till they both have kavana and intent to be yotzei mitzvah shofar. Right, it's good to say this kavan mashmiya v'lo niskaven shomea, right? That the guy blowing has to have intent, but it shouldn't matter if the
we understand
the listener doesn't have intent, right? That makes sense.
Exactly, because right,
because he should have intent to hear.
I mean, the case would be kasavar chamar ba'almahu. We can understand why the shomea, even Rava would understand why the shomea needs to have kavana, because he has to at least understand that he's listening to a kol shofar, not a chamor. But Ellen is kavan shomea.
Yeah, right. If we have the case where the listener knows that he's listening to shofar and he's actively trying to be open to shofar, but the guy blowing it doesn't, take the mishkach as well, right? How would we answer for him?
How can the tokeh not realize he's blowing a shofar? Meaning, so it must be that he knows he's blowing the shofar, but he doesn't have kavana latzeis. Isn't this a raya that srichim kavana? Take more answers. No.
Maybe he's just
blowing into it or something, but it's not even, you know, It's not considered a maisa tekiya.
Right.
He's just blowing into it for whatever reason. It's not even considered a maisa tekiya. Oh. So again, from this raya, this is from the realm of shofar, so there's no raya itself. But the next question, gets into the sugya Baal Tosif, but the next question is important in of itself, and especially in terms of our question about whether we're equating tzrichos kavana between different mitzvos. So what's the next question? Amar le Abaye.
Amar le Abaye, me'ata... Okay, so now we have the case if a person sleeps in the sukkah on the eighth day. Yaka is
right.
An issue about tosif.
Exactly, you should get malchus for about tosif. Now we're going to get back to this dimyon, this equation between the requirement of kavana to be yotzei mitzvah and the requirement of kavana to violate batel. So we'll get back to that later in this year. But again, what the Gemara is doing, but what case is it discussing? Which mitzvah?
Sukkah.
So again, what you're seeing throughout the Gemara, right, from Chav Chesam and Aleph, where we equated matzah to shofar. Now Chav Chesam and Beis, where we then equated matzah and shofar to Kriya Shema, Megillah, and Sukkah. What's coming out, what's emerging from all of these Gemaras, is that the right in terms of the question of Tzrichim Kavana and Tzrichim Kavana, all different mitzvos are equated, and there doesn't seem to be a chiluk between any of them, and therefore you can ask a kasha from the requirements of Kavana from one mitzvah to another mitzvah.
Why is Abaye quoting this? Because the Gemara, which he's quoting from in the Erevin, the Gemara rejects this and says that it's not a good shot in the focus between Rav Yossi and the Chachamim. So it seems weird that he's bringing like a rejected half on the end of the Gemara.
Yeah.
As a kasha.
We're going to leave that for the Baltosef Sukkah.
Okay, fine. Yeah, fine.
But yeah. Just for now, I just wanted to point out that we seem to be equate. We're bringing in Mitzvah Sukkah.
Okay, fine. Yeah, yeah.
But great question. We're just going to hold off. Yeah.
And if it weren't for the Gemara creating Kofar, we wouldn't be able to ask Kasha's
meaning.
We wouldn't have a riot.
Exactly. Meaning, we're going to see. You can conceive of saying maybe one mitzvah requires kavana, but not another mitzvah. So the fact that the Gemara is just equating all these mitzvahs is clearly assuming, at this point, there's no chilukim. If one mitzvah needs kavana, all mitzvahs require kavana. If one mitzvah doesn't require kavana, all mitzvahs don't require kavana. That's what seems to be coming out of the pashas of the Gemara Chav Ches Amud Aleph and Chav Ches Amud Beis. So now let's turn to the Rishonim, who also seem to be making these equations. So let's jump to the Baal HaMor and the Milchamas. Everyone can turn to the Baal HaMor and the Milchamas. So again, the Baal HaMor and the Milchamas, or Kedarkam B'Kodesh, are discussing the Inyanei HaPsak. Right? We have this, right? They assume that you have this machokis between Rava, who says Mitzvahs Inyanei Tzrichos Kavana, and then Reb Zeira and Chav Ches Amud Aleph, who, again, just right, read the line, right? Reb Zeira, or just say it's one line, Amrle, the bottom of Chav Ches Amud Beis to Chav Ches Amud Aleph, Amrle Reb Zeira L'Shamei, right? He says to his helper, Yichavin v'takali. Have kavana, have me in mind when you're tokeh for me. So again, the basic assumption of the Rishonim is that, right, the basic read of this line is Reb Zeira is telling the tokeh, have in mind to be motzi me for the mitzvah, Rashi spells out, and therefore the Rishonim seem to frame everything that you have Rava saying mitzvahs ein atzrichos kavana in the realm of shofar, right, and then Reb Zeira says mitzvahs atzrichos kavana, so the question is that Riv, Baal HaMor and Milchamas are one to do. What is the bottom line? What is the psak? But I want to focus on, again, when we're reading the Baal HaMor and the Milchamas, I want to focus on when they're discussing the issue of mitzvah srichos kavana in the realm of shofar, because that's their starting point, are they willing to bring rayos from other mitzvahs? And we're going to see, if you can guess, we're doing them at least within the first approach, we're going to see that both the Baal HaMor and the Milchamas in their presentations go from mitzvah to mitzvah. They're willing to prove the psak of mitzvah srichos kavana and srichos kavana from one mitzvah to another. That's why they belong on this first list, alongside the Gemara's Chav Ches Amud Aleph, the Chav Ches Amud Beis, along the list of Rishonim and Mekoros, which are willing to equate, you know, different mitzvahs in regards to the psak of kavana or not kavana. So let's at least start with this, the Baal HaMor, the first line. Let's get Uriel. Would you mind? In the Baal HaMor, do you have it open? Right, yeah. The beginning, Lefum Sugya. Yeah, we're going to jump around a little bit just because these are long pieces. But let's try to, you know, highlight again and with a focus, with an eye towards seeing whether the Baal HaMor is willing to bring a Raya from one mitzvah to another mitzvah. Go for it.
So Lefum Sugya Dishmatza, the Schadak Rav, it's very clear that our Sugya, we go with Rav, we have, we pass him like Rav, that mitzvah is into the Kavanah. The Omar Latzi, the way Kavanah.
Exactly right. He says, in order to be Yotzei Mitzvah, into the Kavanah.
Yeah.
And the Baal Tosif, the Lavar, Bismano, Lobay Kavana, Shalizman, Boy Kavana, that we'll hold off for that. Oh, so and what's the Raya that we paskin like Rava that mitzvahs in Shrichos Kavana, especially given that there is Reb Zeira who says mitzvahs Shrichos Kavana, and especially for the Baal HaMor, the Rif seems to only quote Reb Zeira, so Baal HaMor is going to have to work hard. What's the Raya for the Baal HaMor that we paskin like Rava of mitzvahs in Shrichos Kavana? So the first Raya is what? Oh. Yeah, I'm happy to see this Gemara, but he says, because the Maskana in the Gemara in Erevin, this is the Sigya in Erevin, Sali Heyman Beis, Sali Vav Amin Aleph, in the context of, again, finding tefillin lying around in a Sada on Shabbos, and the question is, you want to, because of the covet of the tefillin, you want to take it in, there's an issue of Hotzah, so the Gemara is discussing, you know, how many pairs of tefillin can you wear at the same time, there's an issue of Baal Tosif. In that Sugya, without getting to the details, we'll get to the details when we do the Sugya, Baal Tosif, in short, the Gemara there gets into the question of mitzvos ein tzrichos kavana, mitzvos tzrichos kavana, and the Gemara is maskana, according to the Baal HaMor's reading, is that mitzvos ein tzrichos kavana. So again, Uriel, what's the context there? Which mitzvah is that?
By what?
Meaning when we're trying to bring tefillin in, right? And the question, right, so the Sugya is the context of mitzvos tefillin. So the Baal HaMor is again bringing a riot, the fact that we paskin mitzvos ein tzrichos kavana in the context of mitzvos tefillin, who a dinami, that's a riot to Rava, psak of mitzvos ein tzrichos kavana, which, you know, even though he's talking about shofar. So again, already from the first raya of the Baal HaMor, you see the Baal HaMor willing to jump from one mitzvah to another because he assumes that all mitzvahs are equal here. Okay, skip towards the end. See, I'm not sure. Do you have like an old version or the new version?
Not the old version I have, but I think
it's towards the end of the Baal HaMor. The old version is three lines up. It says, Va'od Ha'akimna.
Yeah.
Okay, go for it.
I guess I have the old
version. Oh.
No, I have. So the Odo Kimba, the Rabbi Zera, could Rabbi Yosef. So we assume Rabbi Zera holds like Rabbi Yosef.
Is that right? Another Raya that we're passing like Rava's Einan Shrikha Kavana over Rabbi Zera's Shrikha Kavana, because, right, because the Gemara and Chavtes aligns Rabbi Zera with the Tana Rabbi Yosef.
Right. But we pack Arab himself, and we have this Gemara himself, which we looked at.
Yeah, Kufi Dalaran Vez, exactly. Yeah.
The Viri now the Rabbi Yosi Svira make it into three of the one. We say that Rabbi Yosi says that it's a big Kavana. We grab on the land and the Chum disagree.
Exactly.
And then we bow the Chum.
Right, again, but what's the context, very important, what's the context of that Machlokas Rabbi Yosi and the Rabbanan? Mitzvah Shrikas Kavana, regarding what mitzvah are they discussing?
Maror,
no? Yeah. Right? So again, so the Maror, Lashita, so just like he can bring a riot from the Maskana of Tfilin, he's going to bring a riot from Maror. The fact that there's a Machlokes, Tanaim, in the context of Maror, Rabbi Yossi says Mitzvah Shrikas Kavana, but the Chachamim say, in a Shrikas Kavana, he says, no, our Gemara aligns Rabbi Zera with the Shita Sechad of Rabbi Yossi, but we are going to paskin like the Rabbanan. So again, so Hilkach,
there's a place to load Rabbi Yossi, people load Rabbi Zera, we don't hold like either of them. The Kai Kama said, I guess, today.
I mean, because we don't hold like Rabbi Yossi, and not like, and nor like Rabbi Zera, who holds like Rabbi Yossi. You're right, and we're not gonna, you know, just because the Gemara is Miyashiv, and Chavtas is Miyashiv, Kashas, and Rabbi Zera, those are Shinuyim Dechukim, right? They're not the best answers, but really we're gonna paskin like Rava over Rabbi Zera. But again, I think what I want to get out of this Balamor, number one, obviously, that we paskin according to Balamor, Mitzvos Inos Shrikos Kavana, very important for Psak. But in terms of the Lundus, all right, the key is that the Balamor is willing to bring a Raya both from the Mitzvah of Tzilin and from the Mitzvah of Maror, that we have this cloud of Mitzvos Inos Shrikos Kavana.
Why are we passing against the Rebbe?
What?
Why are we passing against the
Rebbe? The Balamor is disagreeing, meaning he's...
I'm saying, what? Leaving Psak, when you usually follow the Rebbe.
What? This is the Balamor talking. Sometimes, I mean, again, that's...
Oh, what, I thought
you were
saying
Psak. No. This Psak. Oh, the Balamor. Yeah. The Balamor is arguing the Rif. Again, he tries to maybe say, oh, maybe when the Rif, you guys talking Seder, maybe when the Rif quotes Rav Zera, maybe Rav Zera is not really arguing so much on Rava, and then he says, oh, he probably is. But Lamaisa, we're going against Rav Zera. Yeah.
How does the Rif Paskin, because let's say a lot of his writers from other places, and that's why he says the Lach has to be here. How does the Rif Paskin by Tfilin, and how does the Rif Paskin by Maimar? Because it might be that he paskins like in a Chanami that they're separate.
Yeah,
which you think about more is cash that kind of float away.
Yeah, I have to look that out. That's your homework. Okay? You looked that up, you let me know.
Yeah.
Yeah, is that a hand? No? Yeah, Akiva.
Yeah, I was gonna say
a little louder.
What?
A little louder, just like air conditioning.
The fact that every single group is from what Mitzvah Asay.
Mitzvah Shrikas Kavana and Mitzvah Shrikas Kavana is really about Mitzvah Asay. Exactly. I mean, Baal Tosef is different because Baal Tosef is that when you're doing a mitzvah, which is extra, so again, but there's no idea that in order to violate an avera, you need kavana. As it's a separate thing of shogeg, means there's a different categories by averas.
When it comes to a non-action, so you only like think to yourself that I'm not violating this, whatever.
Correct. Basically. Exactly. I mean, yeah. Oh, you're saying for sure too. Not violating avera, you don't need to have kavana.
Yeah,
you know, like, oh, hini mukhna mazuman not to eat chametz. Yeah, you don't need to. Yeah. Okay, good. Oh, so now, so far we've had in terms of the first mahalach that you equate, right, all mitzvos in regards to the requirement of kavana. You have the Gemara's chav chasam anav, chav chasam abeis. Then you have the Balamor, and now we're going to go to the Milchamis, who Kidarko is going to take offense to the fact that the Balamor, as they write, has the audacity, right, to argue with the Rif. And the Malcham is going to say, what are you talking about? The Rif Paskin is like Reb Zera, Paskin is Mitzvah Shrikas Kavana, and I want to prove that is the case. So first, right, the Rif starts off by saying, right, he quotes the Rif, and so we Paskin like Reb Zera, the Mitzvah Shrikas Kavana. But again, very interesting to see the Rayos that the Malcham brings. And again, we're going to see that he's bringing Rayos throughout Shas in the context of different mitzvahs. So the first Raya, it's really hard to... Anyone see where it says, V'od Dereish Lakish, Svirulei? Anyone see that? How do you see it specifically, that line in Seder?
Yeah.
Shneer, do you want to go for it?
Yeah, sure. V'od Dereish Lakish, Salvar, Mitzvah Shrikos Kavanah, Beperek Arvi Psachim. To Amar, he said, there is also Maris, Mitzvah Shrikos Kavanah. So the Mishnah implied that Mitzvah Shrikos Kavanah.
Slight context.
Yeah.
Remember what the Mishnah was talking about when you have, right, basically, you don't have Karpas, you don't have a separate, you don't have Shari Rakos for Karpas, is it Maror twice?
Yeah.
So the Mishnah says, you do it twice. The question is, which one is, are you being Yotze that Maror maror with, and you know which one is for other reasons. So Reish Lakish says, Shma mina the mitzvah srichos kavana.
Yeah.
Right? The Amar is also married, right? Mitzvah srichos kavana. He says, and that's why you have to do it again, because the first time you didn't have kavana.
Yeah.
Therefore, do it again to fulfill the mitzvah. So what's his right? Bahasam.
Bahasam al korchen zos. The sirlay.
Zos is a phrase. Zos, the sirlay. It's not just saying, this is the Tron the Mishnah, but this is Reish Lakish himself holding this. Because since there was an alternative, he's going to say, since there was an alternative way to read the Mishnah, and yet the Reish Lakish favors the pshat that is midin mitzvah srichos kavana, shows that that's Reish Lakish's opinion.
Okay. It's not directly from the Mishnah that he learns that. El midi ishkach, Reish Lakish tana, hasam tana. He finds a separate makor in the Tanaim, the Amar mitzvah srichos kavana, who holds of that. The ihu soverle kvasei, and the Reish Lakish holds of that.
Exactly. Therefore,
then he says that our Mishnah follows that time.
Exactly. Because he holds that way, you always want the Mishnah to hold like you, right? Okay. So he says, because he holds that way, therefore he said, that's where he learns the Mishnah in being in line with the mitzvah srichos kavanah.
Yeah.
And therefore, that doesn't hold that way.
Yeah.
So again, as Uriel said before, what's the context in Kuf Yudalad and Vez? Which Mishnah? Which mitzvah?
Mar.
So again, the Mechames is bringing a raya from Reish Lakish. Look. We pasuk in the mitzvah srichos kavana in the context of maror, says the Muhammad, says the Ramban, that's a raya, the mitzvah srichos kavana throughout Shas as well. And the last raya, the other raya, which I think is noteworthy to see, is from Krishna. You see a little later, so Lufi Anira. Shlomo, do you see that? See the line in the Muhammad? So Lufi Anira Yesh Raya.
It for us is like right at the top of Moshe Hadar's.
Do you have the Moshe Hadar?
Yeah, I see it. I don't know.
Oh, okay. Either way, you got it. Okay. Right, so the fact that the Mishnah clearly says that you need to have, right, this is the fact that we clearly paskin that you need kavana by pasuk rishon. So that proves mitzvah shirus kavana. This is a very controversial raya. You're learning brachos, because there's a whole group of Rishonim who say, no, the requirements for kavana for first pasuk Kriya Shema is not midin mitzvah srichos kavana, it's midin the special kavana of Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim. But so the Ran has to prove that this is midin mitzvah Kriya Shema, that it's midin mitzvah srichos kavana, continue Shlomo, the ilu. Even the first pasuk, and he brings a raya from the fact that our Gemara, right, asks Akasha from Kriya Shema, and says, Kriya Shema, the fact that you need kavana for Kriya Shema that proves mitzvah srichos kavana, that's proving that it's midin mitzvah srichos kavana, not a special din in having, you know, the kavana of Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim. So again, in short, and I'll take Shneur's question, you might have answered, I'm not sure, is that, again, like the Baal HaMor, right, although Melchamas and the Baal HaMor are taking opposite conclusions in terms of what our psak is, right, the Baal HaMor says the psak is mitzvos enon srichos kavana, and the Melchamas is saying the psak is mitzvos srichos kavana, but again, in Lamdas, they're basically saying that there's an equation between all mitzvos, and therefore they're both comfortable bringing rayos from different mitzvos and carrying them over to other mitzvos. Yes, Yosef.
Say that the rayos that hold mitzvos srichos kavana, hold that you don't need kavana
saleh by Shema?
We hold that the Davis of all
Mitzvah
Srichos Kavanah would say that you don't need Kavanah
Saleh
for the first
Pasuk of Shema. Because the Kavanah... You mean Mitzvah
and Srichos Kavanah? The Ramban is saying that... No, meaning
that Mitzvah and Srichos Kavanah hold that the Kavanah of the first Pasuk of Shema is Kavanah Saleh. It's Kavanah Saleh. Well, again, according... That's not the way the Ramban is saying. The way the Ramban is saying is that if you hold Mitzvah and Srichos you don't need any Kavanah for Kriya Shema. You have to have Kavanah for Kriya. You don't have to have any kavanah whatsoever, or even for Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim. That's the way the Ramban is assuming.
Sorry, but I'm saying that.
That's his assumption. Others are going to argue. Others are going to say that, no, everyone agrees they need to have kavanah, l'shem, you know, Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim. That's not a din, others would argue. It's not a din, mitzvah srichos kavanah. It's a special din that what is the mitzvah of Kriya Shema other than being Makabal Ol Malchus Shemayim.
According to that, the mitzvah srichos kavanah, would they say the only thing you need is kavanah, let's say it's not kavanah.
Oh, well, those other Rishonim will say maybe both. Right? You know, I mean, Mitzvah Srichos, right, from the perspective of Mitzvah Srichos Kavanah, you need Kavanah Latzeis. From the perspective of, you know, of. You need that also. unless you say the Kavanah Latte is included within the Kavanah of Kabbalah's Omach Shemayim. Fine. So just to, you know, finish up this list, because it's not so much to analyze, but again, right, in terms of the last makor on this list of, you know, makoros who equate the different mitzvahs is the Magen Mishnah. Very important, right? The second day on the Magen Mishnah. So back up for a little bit. Right? The Magen Mishnah is commenting on a steer in the Rambam, right? Shalom. What is the steer in the Rambam? Exactly, right. By matzah, and he's quoting the sugya of Kafu Parsian, he says, Yur Yotze, which implies what? That mitzvos and tzrichos kavanah. So Rambam, in the context of matzah, assumes mitzvos and tzrichos kavanah. Because he passes like Rava, that Kafu Parsian is Yotze, but yet... Exactly, but in the context of shofar, he paskins that you do need kavanah. Sounds like mitzvah tzrichos kavanah. So that's the big kasha that we're going to analyze, obviously, in the second approach. People were even chalik. But the Magen Mishnah in his second day is so bothered by this, that what is he willing to do? He's so bothered by this stira in the Rambam. He changes the girsa. Right? To say what? That when the Rambam says, when our girsa says in the context of kafu parsiyam yatsa, he changes it to what? To lo yatsa. And the Magen Mishnah, if anyone has it inside, anyone have the Magen Mishnah there? In Shofar Beis Dalet, is a great line at the end there. Because he has to justify, you know, changing the gears of the Rambam. It's not a light thing, just change what says Yatza to Lo Yatza. You have to have a strong, strong conviction to do that. So Magen Mishnah, you have it, Jimmy? Mm-hmm. He says, V'im Kol Zeh, yeah.
V'im Kol Zeh Niyastapik, Shloti Yaniskos Rabbeinu Ha'amitis,
Right, so Loyat. So really, it must be that the real Girsa, not the Eskoling, doesn't say it's Kisvayat. So there must be a mistake. Really, it must pass in Loyatza, right, by Matzah in order to align it with Shofar that Mitzvah Strikos Kavana. Continues.
Yeah, Shechenir Min Ha'alachos.
This is exactly the line I'm looking for. Right, says the Magen Mishnah in the second day. Velo Ra'isi Mi Shechilek. Bein mitzvah le mitzvah b'din kavana, says the Magen Mishnah explicitly, right, explicating our analysis of the first approach. Lo matzino, that there's a chilik between different mitzvahs in regards to the kavana. If you hold mitzvah, and Pashas is coming off these Gemaras. If you hold mitzvah shirchos kavana across the board, bein shofar, bein matzah, bein kriyat shema v'chule, and if you hold mitzvahs ain't shirchos kavana, then bein all the mitzvahs. He's so bothered by the idea of the Rambam being machalik and saying shofar requires kavana and matzah doesn't require kavana, he's even willing to say, change the girsa in the Rambam, change what seems to be a yatza to a lo yatza. Again, mikoach, his conviction of the first approach, that when it comes to the kavana by mitzvahs, there is no room to be machalik. Yaakov, is in hand?
Yeah.
A little louder, what? Oh, not sure? Okay. Okay. Yeah, no. Okay, so Ankan is the first approach. Is a simple approach is that when it comes to kavana by mitzvos, there is no room to be mechalek between different mitzvos. There's a pasha chav chasam and aleph, chav chasam and beis, the machamis, the balamor, and then the second day of the Magen Mishnah. Yeah.
Why is it not like the first?
Okay, so let's analyze it. When we get to the analysis, we'll analyze what the potential chesaronos are. Oh. Now let's get to, this is where things get really interesting. So now the second approach is we're now going to try to, you know, collect some evidence that there is room to be mechalik between different mitzvahs. And now we're going to have to work a little bit harder. Right? To say that they're all the same makes sense. Either kavana is a requirement or it's not a kavana. But once we're going to start seeing evidence that you can be mechalik between different mitzvahs, now we're going to have to spend a lot of mental energy and emotional energy, right? Understanding what is the basis of this chiluk. Why would certain mitzvahs require kavana and certain mitzvahs not require kavana? So the first place, and I'll take your question in a moment, does everyone turn to Chav Chesam and Aleph? We have to go back to the Havamina of the Gemara at the bottom of Chav Chesam and Aleph, which we skipped at the time. This is a key starting point, key start Pesach, for there being room to be mechalik between different mitzvahs. Shneir, before we read.
Is that what the Dragon Mishnah like kind of happening? As trying to explain the stira based on that, but then like he was dochei.
Yeah. His first day is to come up with a svara to mechalik.
And then he says,
honestly, not such a good svara. Like, yeah, we'll get to the first day within this approach.
That's
okay.
Usually, like the only change of gears is that because I remember before. Like,
the changing the gears is after he offers the svara, which obviously is not a shalom point. Obviously, he wasn't happy with it. Okay, Shneir, once I have you. Right, so after Amar Rava, right, first Rava says, oh, if we see that by matzah, right, you're Yotze without Kavana, they have a Amar Rava, right, Zosameres.
Yeah, Amar Rava Zosameres, Hatzokei Lashir, Yatza.
So same thing by Shofar, Ein Trichos Kavana. Oh, now the Gemara's going to ask.
Shita Haiduach, it's the same case, right, obviously.
Right? It's the same exact case. Right, the half meaning of the question is along the lines of the first approach. It's one klal of mitzvahs in Tzrichas Kavana. What do you mean? Oh, we learn from here. It's the same thing. It's repetitive. You're wasting words. Oh, so the Gemara has a very important half
meaning here. He ate it regardless of what he was forced to, whatever the Kavana was.
So since there, the Torah says to eat matzah, and you ate it. So therefore, maybe dafka there, as long as you do the ma'isa achila, it's fine.
It's not, zichron shurah, I guess, implies some kind of specific kavana for having a zikaron and remembering it and having different kavanas in mind. But he's misasik ba'alma.
And without kavana, therefore it's considered like misasik.
Kamash
exactly. So here in this halakha, right, it's not exactly so clear what the basis of this chilak is. Right, and that's where the different farshim are going to come along to explain. Right, but this Gemara is giving a clear havamina that there would have been a tzad to say, and this is what Rava is coming to preclude, there would have been a tzad to say that even if matzah doesn't require kavana, shofar does require kavana. So again, so the first makor, right, there's a room to be mechalik between different mitzvahs in regards to kavana, is this havmin. But if you just had this havmin alone, you would say, okay, it's havmin. You always have to understand the havmin, but it's rejected lamaskana. So again, so while it's always important to understand the havminas, there is no evidence in this gemara that it's held lamaskana. But then comes along the Rambam. Before we get to the Rambam, Moshe.
Well, can we just say that this isn't necessarily proving that mechalik mitzvahs, but just that shofar is different because it's
okay, good. So we're going to get to that. When you're mechalik between different mitzvahs, you're going to have to ask, what is the exception and what's the rule?
Right.
Okay, so yeah, you're still having a chilik between different mitzvahs, but depending on what your chilik is, you're going to basically, that's going to be the question. Is shofar the exception, or is matzah the exception? That's what we're going to get to. But 100% again, along the right, you're speaking the right terms. Yeah, Isaac. Well, the Gemara is saying that the reason why Rava needed to say that not only mitzvahs ein tzrichas kavana for matzah, but also mitzvahs ein tzrichas kavana for shofar. The Gemara says, why do you need to say that? That's obvious. It's the same halacha. Mitzvahs ein tzrichas kavana. Comes along the Gemara says, no, because I would have thought without Rava that maybe there's a chiluk between matzah, which doesn't require kavana, and shofar, which does require kavana. Comes along Rava to say, not that way. So, but this havamina is the first makor for there being room to be mechalik between different mitzvahs, particularly between matzah and shofar. Yeah.
I want to say that really, if we're going to try to take up the mitzvahs, what's going to be mechalik between mitzvahs can only be so if you have like a specific pasuk sins.
So let's see what the basis of this chilek is, and then we'll see. And it all depends on what the basis of this chilek is. Not so much the Gemara, because the Rishonim understand it in very different ways. So it's not so pasha. I mean, you're understanding that shofar is the exception because zichron shura. That's what you're basically assuming, right? Yeah. What?
A little bit.
Yeah. So the Rach is going to say like you, and others are going to say like you, but not everyone's going to agree with that. Starting with Rashi. So we'll get there, right? Okay, good. Right? So again, but before, right, if this was just a Havmina, it's just a Havmina. We're going to see right now that this, we sort of referenced it before, that this chilek between shofar and matzah is not just in the realm of a rejected Havmina in the Gemara, but it comes out of the Maskana, according to Shlomo, the Rambam. Right? The Rambam, as we made reference before when we were learning the Magen Mishnah, right, the Rambam basically paskins this Havmina. That's why the Ron formulates it. That the Rambam basically paskins this Havmina. Right, the Rambam in Shofar, in Hilcha Shofar, Beis Dalet, right? Perek Beis, Hilcha Shofar, Halacha Dalet. The Rambam writes that basically you're not Yotzi, the mitzvah of Shofar, unless you have the Kavana of both who and who? Both the Mashmiya and the Shomea. So the Rambam in Hilcha Shofar, Kuli Paskins, Mitzvos, Tzichos, Kavana. Fine. But, Ilan, did you get to the other Rambam? Where did the Rambam say that you don't need Kavana? You do need it by shofar. You don't need it by...
I'm not sure.
It's okay. You don't need it by...
Matzah.
By matzah, right? Matzah, right? Hilchos Chametz, matzah, perek vav, halacha gimel. Rambam paskins the case of kafu parsiyim, right? And says that if you eat, right, if you force-fed matzah on Pesach, you are yotze mitzvos einon shrichos kavana. So here are the two makaros. You have the havamina, and then the Rambam, who seems to paskin the havamina, right? And they're machalik. Right? Both the havamina and the Rambam are machalik between matzah, which in shrichos kavana, and shofar, which is mitzvos shrichos kavana. And now the obvious question is going to be, what is the basis of this chalik? What is the basis of distinguishing between matzah, which doesn't require kavana, and shofar, which does require kavana? And along the lines of what Moshe was saying, one way to formulate the question is, which one is the exception and which one is the rule? Do you say that, let's say, shofar is the rule, meaning the psak of mitzvos, srichos kavana, is what applies by all mitzvos, and matzah is the exception for whatever reason? So are we going to say that shofar is the rule, mitzvah srichos kavana is the rule, and matzah is the exception? Or you say the other way, like Yaakov was you know, notes it towards, say no, the opposite. That really matzah, the matzah's psak of mitzvahs inan srichos kavana is the rule. That's going to apply a kol Torah kula. And shofar is the exception. The requirement of kavana for shofar is a special din in shofar. Those are the two basic ways of understanding. And whenever you have a stira like this, and you know, it's not just these two cases, you have other cases as well, you have all the other mitzvahs, the question is, which klal is the rule, which can apply to all other cases, and which psak is the exception? And obviously, you're going to have a different svar, which is going to, you know, justify one of these options. Yeah?
How does the Magnishim Mahalas Malmor, how do they read that question in the
Well, they're going to say, like, oh, it might have been a havamina, but it's completely rejected. So they're not, I mean, they're going to put a lot of, you know, weight on the maskana, the kamash malan. So whatever svara was there, and we'll see, some of them actually comment on the havamina, Muhammad, we'll get back to it. He comments on it. But at the end of the day, that's not going to change anything in the maskana when you're dealing with the maskana, dealing with the psak, since the kamash malan says that you know, that chilik is not relevant. So therefore, they're going to quit. Yeah, Akiva. Well, which part of Rava? I guess that's the Rambam. Because the Rambam doesn't...
Rava's the one that says that...
Tokeh L'Shir. Yeah, that's the Rambam. Right, the Rambam rejects Rava. Right, he paskins that Tokeh L'Shir is Lo Yatza. So therefore, you're right. Therefore, he, right, is Noke the Havamina. That's exactly how the Ron explains the Rambam.
Exactly.
That's how the Ron explains the Rambam. Basically, he explains that the Rambam is likes the psak of kafu parsiyim yatsa because no one argues on it, but he favors Reb Zeira's psak that shofar requires kavana. So therefore, how do you explain that chilik in psak? It must be this havamina. This is exactly what you said. Is the way the Ron is going to explain. That the Rambam is able to, because since the Rambam rejects Rava, therefore he's able to, therefore, you know, reject Rava's Kamash Milan and adopt this Havamina, which is Mechalik. Is there another hands? No? Okay. Okay. So, in the last 15 minutes that we have today, right, so again, the question we're answering is that, what is the basis of this distinction? Why is it that you have a Chilik between different mitzvos? And which one is the exception, which one is the rule? So, the first Mechalik we're going to discuss today is the Mechalik which says that really... The Rambam paskins that mitzvos srichos kavana. That really shofar is the rule. Really, by all mitzvos srichos kavana. Oh, what about matzah? Matzah is the exception. Right? That's going to be the first mahalach. So now what we have to do is look at the Rishonim, do take that approach, and understand why do they think that matzah is the exception? Why, if you generally think mitzvos srichos kavana, why is it that matzah still doesn't require kavana? So this all starts with Rashi's pshat in the Havamina. Let's get Jake. What do you mind? Did you get to Rashi? The bottom. You don't have the Gemara. Okay. So Gavi, Rashi Chav Ches Amid Aleph. The bottom. Do you ask the Maod Tema? Again, this is Rashi's explanation of the Havamina. So again, you don't know from Rashi whether he holds this Havamina or Maskana. We gotta use the svar of Rashi, possibly to explain the Rambam.
Maod Tema Hasam Achol Matzah.
So what's the key for the
Rashi? Oh. When you got to know, when you ate it. Kilkach,
lav misasik, but therefore would not be considered misasik by matzah, because after all, you're eating and realizing you're eating can't
come up. Exactly. So for Rashi, he's saying matzah is the exception, because when you do a maisa achila, you're also nen. You get hana from that achila. So very important klal that Rashi brings. Is, oh, when it, right, generally, there's a term misasik. Generally, if you're not aware that you're doing a certain maisa, so you're not going to have to bring, you don't need kapara for that, because generally the lumdus of misasik is very important. Generally, the lumdus of misasik is that if you have no clue that you're doing that action, it's as if you didn't do that action. That maisa is not misyachis to you. So again, classic on Shabbos. If you like are brushing up against the wall and you hit a light on, it's not that, oh, I mean, it's as if you didn't turn the light on, right? Because if you have no awareness, if you have no awareness that you're doing that action, misasik, it's as if you didn't do that maisa. But there are two areas where even though you have no awareness of you're doing that maisa, where you're still responsible. Chalavim is machalas asuros, like chalef, where you're eating machalas asuros, or arayas isurei bia. In both those contexts, there's a very important klal throughout Shas that a misasik b'chalavim v'arayas, chayiv, you're still chayiv achatas, shekein nana, because you got benefit from the eating, or you got benefit from the bia, so therefore, that's still mechayiv you. We're going to have to understand, number one, what is that about, and how does that carry over to us? Why is the fact that you're getting hana from the achila, why does that change anything? So let's hold off on explaining that until we also see this in the Ran. Yes, Moshe. So before I get Moshe, so just to be efficient, everyone can turn to the Ran on Zayin Amabez B'Dapi Arif. We're going to see that the Ran also is going to say this idea of Shekinena. Yeah, sorry, Moshe.
Yeah, in your example of the light, wouldn't I be getting an ala from the light that now I can see myself?
So that's, when Shekinena is from the Maisa itself. And you'll see from the lumdus in a moment, is that when you're getting enough from the mice, not like a result, not that it led to something,
right,
but like that the mice achila itself.
It, like accidentally carrying past the Erev or something, I didn't know it was in my pocket.
And then, oh, now I benefit that I'm having a safer in my hands.
No,
yeah, like, exactly.
The act of carrying didn't help.
Exactly. Did you benefit from the act itself? And you'll see from the lumdus why that achila is going to matter. Okay. So in addition to Rashi, who says that matzah is the exception because of Shekinena, or in the Hamina, so the Ran, on Zayinam Abez B'Dapi Arif, there are two different pieces in the Ran. Ran, first in Dirumaschel Garcinam B'Gemara. We're running out of time, I want to make sure that we have enough time to really be masber this, so we'll do it outside. But the Ran, in two places, right? The Ran in Dirumaschel Garcinam B'Gemara utilizes this svar of Shekinena, that Almata is different because you got Hana from the Achila, to again explain the Havamina B'Gemara. So the first time the Ran brings this up, like Rashi, is to justify the Havamina. Why does the Havamina say that matzah doesn't require a kavana while shofar does require a kavana? Oh, matzah is different. The one is kolomer shekevan dekevan shenene ba'achilaso lo mikri misasik. Matzah is different. It doesn't need kavana because you're nene from the achila. So that's the way the Ran explains, utilizes the svara to explain the Havamina. But not only does the Ran utilize the svara to explain the Havamina, like Rashi, he also utilizes this to do what? Help explain. Good for who? For the Rambam, right? The Ran says the same svara, the same chiluk of the Havamina is pshat on the Rambam. Why? How you can answer up the steer on the Rambam? Why it is that the Rambam in Hilchos Shofar paskins Shrichon Kavana, while in Hilchos Chametz Matzah he paskins in Shrichon Kavana? The Ran says, utilize the same svara of the Havamina to explain the Rambam. Right, so he says, this idea of matzah being the exception because of Shekinena, that really, generally, mitzvah srichas kavana, when it comes to matzah, because you're getting hana from the chila itself, therefore, you don't need kavana there. So again, so the makuros for this chilek, that really mitzvah srichas kavana, but matzah is the exception, is the idea of Shekinena is coming both from Rashi, on the Havamina, and then the Ran, who's both in the Havamina and in the Maskana for the Rama. But now, let's spend some time understanding this idea. What in the world is this idea based on? What is the connection between getting Hana'a from the Achila, and therefore, because you're getting Hana'a from it, you don't need Kavana? Yeah.
So Rashi and Ran are giving the same exact reasoning?
Yeah, meaning they're giving the same reasoning of matzah being different because you're getting hanala from it. Rashi only says it in the Havamina. The Ran says it both in the Havamina and also to explain the steer in the round.
Can't you make the argument that he's not getting any hana because it's being forced down his throat? He's being, the Persians are forcing.
Okay, that's a good, that's a good point. In this case, it seems like at the end of the day, since he's, it's passing through his mouth, and it's, there's a whole question of hanas grono, hanas me'ayim, is the hana of your throat, is the hana of your stomach? But either way, it's going through his throat, it's going through his me'ayim, so for these purposes, it's considered hana. It's a great ha'ara, but for these purposes, it's considered hana, as you'll see based on the lambdas, why it makes sense. Oh, so again, yeah. Yeah, please. Okay, good, but close. The problem with that a kavanah is not just being about being aware of what you're doing, because not being aware of what you're doing is really misasik. Kavanah is not just being aware that you're doing this maisa, but it's also kavanah latzes. You have kavanah that you're doing the mitzvah. So from that perspective, is getting hana'a the same thing as having kavanah latzes? A little different. Oh, yeah.
Sorry, just maybe to add that a little bit. That, yeah. It needs to be a full maisa of achila. So what's called maisa of achila? Once you're getting hana'a from it. It's not a maisa shmiya unless you're machad or ishma, because it's not male that you're mashmiya, maybe, or that you're shomea.
Close. Let's see, and then tell me is what you have in mind. Oh. Very important yisod. And that is as follows. Again, we're trying to understand, right? They're really mitzvos trichos kavana. The only times you don't need kavana is when you're getting hana. So somehow hana is a substitute for kavana. So what's this based on? Okay, so we're going to see in a moment that the yisod of mitzvos trichos kavana for many is that kavana is a din in the maisa mitzvah. What do I mean by that? What I mean by that is as follows. Is that, right, according to the Manda Amar, mitzvos trichos kavana, if you don't have kavana, you are not mitzuruf to the maisa mitzvah. It's as if the maisa mitzvah is not connected to you. So again, the purpose of kavana within the Manda Amar mitzvos trichos kavana is to be mitzarif you, is to connect you to the maisa mitzvah. The idea being that if you do not have kavana for the mitzvah, then the Manda Amar mitzvos trichos kavana says it's as if you are not the baal of that maisa. It's as if that maisa mitzvah was not done by you. We'll see a raya for that in a moment.
Okay, who says that?
Achrona. That you sowed. Right? That the tenai of kavana is a tenai in the maisa mitzvah, is a tenai in you, that maisa mitzvah being misyaches, being mitzuruf to you. Once you understand that the kavana is a tenai, and you being mitzuruf, you being misyaches to the maisa mitzvah, so then hana'a could be a substitute. The idea of shekein nana is that even if you don't have awareness of what you're doing, if you're getting hana'a from that action, right, the idea of hamisasik v'chalav and v'arayas chayev shekein nana is that once you're getting hana'a from that action, that is mitzarif, that is misyaches, that maisa to you. So once you understand that kavana is a din in being mitzarif you to the maisa mitzvah, so then hana could be a substitute, because the yisod of shekein nana is that generally misasek, like I said before, generally misasek is basically saying like, oh, if you're not aware that you're doing this action, it's not considered your action. It's not considered as if you did it. But says the shekein nana, but if you're getting hana from that action, then that hana is mitzarif to you, because although you're not aware that you're doing it, but you getting hana from it makes it yours. Makes it connected to you. Same thing here. If the chisaron of kavana, right, according to the mandamar mitzvah shichas kavana, you need kavana to be mitzar, to connect you to that maisa mitzvah. But then, a substitute for kavana latzes is going to be hana, because hana is going to be a substitute to be mitzarev, to connect you to the maisa mitzvah. Because you're getting hana from it, because it's an achila, therefore it's going to be connected to you and it's going to be mitzarif to you. And that's how you can understand why one's a substitute for the other. Moshe.
Just connected to the Yerushalmi from yesterday that there is no hana'a by kol.
There is
no hana'a by kol. Okay. So by shofar, okay. You need kavana because there is no hana'a.
Okay, good. But really for this would be, really the rule is like that, because really the exception is macholos asura, or achilos, I should say in katzis and mitzvos, achilos and bios. Bios are generally not mitzvos. Those would be the exceptions according to this mahalach. So again, if you have another mitzvah achila, it would also in shrikim kavana according to this mahalach. But most mitzvahs which are not either machal or not achila or bia are going to require kavana. And a hand up. Because meaning the idea is that meaning since you're benefiting from it, it's clearly connected to you. It's hard to say, oh yeah, that maisa, it's as if someone else did it halachically. Because you're the one who benefited from it. Right? So the idea, right, that's the idea of misasik. Misasik, generally, if I'm not aware that I'm doing something, halachically, it's as if I didn't do it. But once I get hanah from it, it's mine. How can I disassociate, how can halacha disassociate it from me if I'm the one who's benefiting, getting hanah from that action? That's the yisod of a misasik, b'chalavim v'arayos, chayef shekein net. Even a misasik, lack of kavanah, generally severs the connection between you and the maisa, hanah is a substitute to be mitzarev yavo. It doesn't matter. No, that's clear. Shekeinen, that is mitzarev to you. Even if kavanah hafuchus, theoretically. Yeah. So let's just, before I take the following questions, because we have 3 minutes left, I just want to bring a raya, just where am I coming from, right? Ilan asked before, like, where do you get this idea that kavanah is a tenai in the Maisa Mitzvah? There's a famous Reb Chaim, quoted by a famous, famous Rav Hanan in Kovet Shirim here, right? So the Kovet Shirim here is, again, is trying to actually, it's in the context of understanding a line in the Gemara that we read, right? The Gemara Chav Chesam Abayis says, oh, Rava, right? Elameata, if you hold the mitzvahs in its richas kavanah by mitzvahs, so then Baltosef also you should violate without kavanah. Right, El Me'ata, Hayashim Bishmini, right, Yolke. And the question, everyone's probably like, what's the connection between Mitzvah Shrichas Kavana and the Aveira Bal Tosef? Just because you don't need Kavana for one, you don't need Kavana for the other? What's going on? So Rav Chaim explains this connection based on this Yisod that's all din in the Maisa Mitzvah. Who didn't read yet?
This is the Kovetz
Shiram. Yeah, this is the Kovetz Shiram. Stephen, did you see it or no? Yona, did you see it?
Yeah.
Yeah, go for it. Kovetz Shiram.
Shemati mekitzvei mori ravi agratz atzal migris dehinei hadetali b'gemara la'avori by kavanah b'polka dema dem mitzvah srikos kavanah.
That's right. So that's which the Gemara connects the issues of being over bal tosev to the issue of mitzvah srikos kavanah. Ain pirusho, yeah.
Well,
it's not like a met matzino, you just like carry over from one to the other without a svar. No.
Ella pirusho, the lake of bal tosev. Ella hecha she'osa ma'isa mitzvah kepilchasa.
Very important. You saw it for bal tosev, right? You only violate bal tosev if you do the ma'isa mitzvah, right? Properly from the perspective of the halachos of the mitzvah, and you're most of it, right? You do the mitzvah of sukkah, you over bal tosev because you did it on the eighth day. Kigon, yeah. Right, because only violating Bal Tosef if you do 8 days of Sukkah. If your eighth day of Sukkah, you sat in a puzzle Sukkah, then you didn't do 8 days, you didn't violate Bal Tosef. Bal Tosef is all about doing the mitzvah extra.
Exactly.
This is the key line now. Mishumach lemanda or mitzvos shrichos kavana.
Nimtada kavana he felik be maisa mitzvah. Now the kavana is actually part of the maisa mitzvah. Ukshaos the mitzvah below kavana, lo asarag chatzi maisa. You don't even have a maisa.
Very important. As you so is within the manda or mitzvos shrichos kavana, which we're working within, kavana is a tenai in the maisa mitzvah. You do not have a maisa mitzvah without kavana. And when we're reformulating, because you're not misyaches, you're not mitzuref, you're not connected to that maisa mitzvah, if you do not have kavana, and therefore the Gemara is saying, avol manta amar the mitzvos inen shrichos kavana, maisa below kavana, he maisa shleima shel mitzvah. According to the mother, inen shrichos kavana, you don't need kavana for maisa mitzvah. That's what the Gemara is saying, el meyata. If you hold the mitzvos inen shrichos kavana, so then a maisa mitzvah alone, even that kavana is a maisa mitzvah, and therefore it's going to carry over to Bal Tosef. So again, for Ari Yisod, it's basically establishing that once you understand that the kavana is a din in the maisa mitzvah and be mitzur if you do the maisa mitzvah, then you can understand the Yisod of shekein nene is that functions as a substitute because that takes over for the kavanah to be mitzaref, the gav or the person, to that maisa, for it to be considered his maisa mitzvah. We'll pick up tomorrow with the other approaches to the Rambam and the Sira.